And it was a very intense game. It was a very frustrating game at times. I think sort of working backwards, you know, the general feeling around this one, given what went over the weekend, was that it was one that might have been coming. And at the end, you just get out with what you've got.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Dan. I think, you know, it's noticeable that all the big six struggle over the weekend. And I think it is probably one where maybe injuries have just caught up. Listen, I think the squad, the manager's done incredibly well, just managing this adversity time, really getting through it. All the players, we know all the players we're missing, we know all the lads, and none of them look like they're coming back anytime soon. So he's had to manage that, and I think he's done it really, really well. But this did just feel like a game where it caught up a little bit. But I think you've also got to give the opposition credit. And I've been one who, you know, one of the shows, Friday Show, for instance, I've given Fulham a little bit of stick, and understandably so, maybe at times when you look at some of the results. And Neil and I spoke on Friday about some of the language you use around managers, and that actually we always talk about managers in the sense that they don't learn lessons and they don't move on and they are what they are. But I think in the case of Scott Parker, and you can say as he stumbled across something or as he designed something, but there's no doubt performances have been improving since maybe the Everton game away, where they end up losing 3-2, but it could be 5 or 6 in the first half. And I think since that game, you've seen him switch back to it's a three at the back. And they've also had, before Liverpool, they've had Leicester and they've had Man City as well. Now, those two teams aren't the same as Liverpool, but he can take elements from those games and learn and then implement them for the Liverpool game. And I think they've been a team that they've flip-flopped a little bit, because early in the season, they're all about four at the back and they are a possession-based team. They were in the Championship. They're on the back of a couple of real naughty performances where they ship four at Leeds, he's four at the back. They play Villa at home. He tries to go three at the back that game. It doesn't work. He quickly reverts back to four again against Wolves. They get beat. So I think he's been trying to wrestle with his formation and his structure, and he's just starting now from that Everton game onwards to find something that suits his team when they haven't got the ball.